in your heart.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas says it will release the next group of Israeli hostages as planned, resolving what had been a major dispute threatening the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. The Hamas statement indicates three more Israeli hostages would be freed this coming weekend. The final window for government employees to accept a Trump administration and Elon Musk's buyout is now shut. A judge ruled in favor of the buyout offer yesterday. President Trump calling Russian President Vladimir Putin about the war in Ukraine. He didn't talk to Ukrainian President Zelensky until after that phone call. From Southern California to the Southwest, severe weather on the way.
Flood watches are in place from San Francisco to L.A., with some areas likely to see more than 6 inches of rain. And in the Sierra Nevada mountains, an avalanche watch is in effect with up to 8 feet of snow expected. Winds could gust to 100 miles per hour.
ABC's Andrew Dimber. A driver driving a vehicle into a group of people in Munich today, injuring at least 20. This is ABC News. Today, the Senate is expected to approve Robert F. Kennedy as the next Health and Human Services Secretary, despite concerns about his stance on vaccines and other things. More health problems for the Pope. Here's ABC's Inez de la Quatera.
Con la mia bronchiti non posso ancora.
Pope Francis revealing that he is still battling bronchitis, with an aide having to read his prepared remarks for the second consecutive week. The 88-year-old, however, spoke briefly a few times and has kept his daily schedule, which included meetings at the Vatican residence. Pope Francis, in recent months, has also faced influenza and dealt with a couple falls, injuring his arm and chin. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Oil giant Chevron now says it may lay off as much as 20% of its worldwide workforce by the end of next year. It says it's looking to cut billions in costs. Clean energy groups now say China's ramping up production of power plants fueled by coal. They say the building of a new coal-fired plant in China is at its highest level in nearly a decade. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. One person is dead and a Milwaukee police officer is wounded in a Wednesday shooting. Police say when they responded to a report of a man firing a gun, the suspect shot at police after being ordered to drop the gun. Police said the suspect was armed with a rifle. Chief Jeffrey Norman says many more people could have been hurt. A study from UW Health shows Guardian caps don't reduce concussions in Wisconsin high school football players. Over 2,600 players took part in the study during the 2023 season. It found that of the 64 players who reported concussions during practice, 33 were wearing a Guardian cap, while 31 weren't. And fabric store Joann's is closing 14 stores in Wisconsin as it enters bankruptcy. The retailer is closing over 500 of its 800 stores across the country. Locations around the state facing closure include Pewaukee, Plover, Madison, Lake Geneva, and Brookfield. Todd Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Attention, recently retired folks. A new adventure is waiting for you at Covison Buses. Many retirees are driving bus for a second career. Bring home an extra income and enjoy a flexible work schedule. Be a positive influence and help the kids in your community. Covison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. Visit Covison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Covison terminal near you.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job? Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare, a twofold win. Join the Mom Army at Covison and bring your child to work. Now is your chance. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Covison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. Moms, find out how you can join the Mom Army at Covison. Visit Covison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Covison terminal near you.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Mattress Firm's President's Day sale is happening now. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. Just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is cold this morning, and it's not going to really warm up that much today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 5 above this afternoon. 5 below tonight. Tomorrow, snow on the way. It'll be a little breezy, too. Snow will continue into Saturday with 3 to 5 or more inches possible by the time it ends. You can be the barbecue master of your neighborhood with Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Wicked good at GrandpaSBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 below.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than once, she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash. A little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas with me in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. Oh, she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. He said, I ought to run you in, but I'm letting you go, because there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. Got the best looking gal in my hometown. I asked her last time that I took her out. Honey, tell me what it is that makes you love me so. She said, there ain't nothing. nothing wrong with your radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass, dual antennas whipping in the wind. Now there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. She ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. Now she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio.
Baby, I'm a real good man. I'm nonprofit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tracy Byrd and Big Love here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the single digits above zero this morning. Looks like we could see some more snow here coming up tomorrow, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Jordan Lamb joining us from the Welsh Group. I had a chance to talk with Jordan during the Corn Soy Expo last week. We're going to talk about some of the issues going on a state level for agriculture, and we'll talk with Jordan a little bit more about that here coming up this hour, in our Newsmaker segment. Later on tonight, more high school basketball for you. The boys in action tonight, and they are at Mondovi, and we will have that game for you tonight with the Advent Health Panther preview at 7. Tip-off at 7:15 tonight here on WRDN. It'll also be on our streaming audio and streaming video services as well at our website. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
In the United States, whole milk is currently not permitted to be served in school meal programs under the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act of 2010. So what efforts have been made to reintroduce whole milk in schools? Joining us with an update is Paul Bleiberg from the National Milk Producers Federation, who joins us now from our nation's capital. So Paul, what efforts have there been to reintroduce whole milk in schools?
Well, that's a great question, Bill, and I think it really speaks to what we've seen since that 2010 Act was passed and then implemented in 2012. And what we've seen is consumption of milk in schools has gone down. And that's a major problem from the standpoint of milk being a nutrition powerhouse that provides a lot of essential nutrients, including calcium, vitamin D, potassium. And when you have kids not drinking milk, they're likely to be consuming other drinks that are not as nutrient-dense and not bringing them those benefits. So we've been working for several years now on bipartisan legislation called the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. And that's a bill that would essentially give schools the option, not the mandate, very importantly, just the option to serve whole and reduced milk options in schools, which they're currently not able to do under current law.
So this currently being marked up and passed in the House improved from last time for the Senate to take a look at?
Yeah, it passed the House in December 2023 with a strong bipartisan vote, but we couldn't get it over the finish line in the Senate. So we're hopeful that now we have another opportunity. And, you know, after some quick movement in the House again, we can figure out a pathway forward in the Senate.
Just like milk, things are fluid in Washington. What's happening right now?
Well, it's big news, actually. Just yesterday morning on Wednesday, the House Education and Workforce Committee took up this bill once again, just like they did 2 years ago, and they passed it out of the committee on a bipartisan vote. And that tees it up for action on the House floor sometime over the coming weeks. We don't know exactly when that'll be, but certainly committee action is a very positive step forward.
You were discussing earlier the importance of having whole milk in schools, and really this impacts pretty much every family out there.
Oh, yeah, this impacts everybody. You know, the ability for kids to consume whole milk in schools is key because it aligns with the milk at home. And you look at sales data or surveys of parents, you will see that whole milk and reduced fat are the most popular varieties by far, and they're the varieties that kids are most likely to consume. And if you only allow certain varieties to be served because you're concerned about one thing or another, and the kids don't consume them, they're not going to get the nutrients at all. Making sure that whole milk is an option is key so that kids will get the nutrients because they're actually going to drink the milk.
Well, thanks, Paul. Anything else to add?
No, I think we're just excited to get this one done and over the finish line.
Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. For more, go to nmpf.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today, I'm with the longtime Commissioner of Agriculture and Markets for New York State, Richard Ball.
I got a chance to deliver my thoughts on the state of agriculture in New York at the Ag Society here just a couple of weeks ago. I have to say that I think the state of agriculture in New York is strong. We've had the opportunity to see our dairy processing capacity increase exponentially. Two really big projects that we were able to be a part of and support in New York State. Each use more than 2 billion pounds each of milk a year. We've got probably 8 projects at the department right now on my desk, interest in expanding processing capacity in New York State. And this was something we identified after COVID-19, the need to make sure that New York State was a food shed for our own state, that we weren't depending on another state or another country for food if we went through a terrible event like that again. But one of the things we learned was we needed capacity to take raw milk in this case and turn it into a finished product for our families and consumers. So this goes a long way to doing that.
That 2 billion pounds, that really has rippled back through the supply chain of things where they have really looked at that and said, hey, we got to ramp up our milk production. And lenders are very positive and bullish on New York.
You know, we've seen so many changes in the dairy industry over the last 50 years, 100 years, but certainly in the last 10, pretty dramatically, that it's not that typical three-year cycle that farmers got used to of a good year followed by a tough year followed by an okay year. It's a different world now. We've had a reset.
So when you look at this production, when will they be coming online?
Well, some of it's online today. One of the large plants in Chautauqua County, you know, gotten to the point where they run milk through the plant and they're starting to process there. Fairlife will be online at the end of this coming year, I think, is their hope to be starting to take some milk. These are legacy plants for dairy. These are going to keep the dairy industry viable in New York State for a long time.
Richard Bell, a true advocate for New York State agriculture and Commissioner of Agriculture and Markets.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, hon.
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito.
Buddy it up with a honey buddy.
Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I love this bar. I've seen short skirts, we've got high tech, blue-collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers, and I've even seen dancing girls and hookers, and we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. I love this bar, yes I do. Bar. It's my kind of place. Just throwing around the dance floor.
got every quality, from A all the way to Z. It's easy to see she's the perfect girl. She's got every single thing that makes up my wildest dreams. Sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. Existed in my prayer. Until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally, 'cause she got it all.
Real Country 1073 FM, WRDN. Kenny Chesney and She's Got It All here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikin, 6 below in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight day and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the March milk contract is traded down 4 cents to 1974, April at 1937, May 1935, June 1868. Cheese markets were higher yesterday. Barrels up 1 to 182 and 3 quarters. 40-pound blocks up 1 and a quarter to 192, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2.5 to 240 and a half, 31 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 130, no trades. Dry whey steady at 56 and 3 quarters, and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, cattle markets were mostly mixed yesterday. It could be another mixed open today, as the trade is expecting packer demand improving today. Now, bids were offered throughout the day in the cash cattle markets, but pretty much feedlot managers are holding out hopes that packer interest will improve. Meanwhile, hog markets, they were mostly higher strength in the pork cutout values, and a continued belief that consumers might be moving some of their purchases for beef over into hogs and pork, and that could help strengthen the hog market as well. Now, February live cattle open the day today at 199.15, April at 195.72, June 191.37. March feeder cattle open at 264.97, April 265.25, and May at 263.75. February hogs open at 89.45, April 94.32, May 98.05. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn and soybeans are moving mostly lower today as the soybeans continue to pretty much have some of that long liquidation and that correction in the market. Again, some of this is due to tariff concerns, also positive weather in South America that's helping with the soybean harvest there. Now, wheat markets have recovered somewhat this morning after the losses yesterday. We are seeing some weakness in the dollar this morning, and that is helping to support U.S. wheat prices. March corn down 2.5 to 487.75. May down 2 to 502. July down 1.75 to 505.5. New crop down 1.25 to 472.25. March beans down 0.25 to 1027.5. May down 0.5 to 1045.25. July down 1 to 1061. And new crop down 1 to 1043. March soybean meal up $1 this morning to $2.95.10. March soybean oil down 43 cents to $45.23. Chicago wheat March up 4 to $5.78.25. May up 3.25 to $5.91.25. Minneapolis wheat March up 3.5 to $6.18.25. While May up 4 to $6.32.25. Energy markets are lower this morning. March crude oil down 76 cents to 70.61. April down 68 cents to 70.56. March gas down 2 cents to 207. April down a cent to 230. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 435, March 435, April 444, new crop 414. Cash beans 943, March 948, April 966, new crop 954. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 443.25, March 448.25, April 462, new crop 423.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 457, April 466, new crop 424. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 435, new crop 423, cash beans 947, new crop 969. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 440, new crop 423, cash beans 943, new crop 954. Red Wing Grains, March corn 463, April 473, May 475, new crop 434. March beans at 982, April 997, May 999, new crop 986. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash and March corn 435, new crop 416, cash beans 951, March 955, new crop 972. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 190 to 216, Holstein fed cattle 165 to 189, market cows 100 to 138, bulls 135 to 169, calves 285 to 980, beef steers 217 to 415, Holstein steers 137 to 340. Sheep markets, market lambs 210 and down, ewes 180 and down, rams 225 and down, goat markets, does 345 and down, bucks 145 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 35 to 350, fed lambs 160 to 170, and ewes 100 to 110. That's a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Something amazing is happening in video conferencing. People are showing up in big ways. That's because CDW is building collaborative and connected video and audio environments with HP Poly. With NoiseBlock AI to silence distractions and group framing to highlight speakers, everyone on your team gets to shine. Make amazing happen. HP Poly and CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/poly.
Hey, I got you something.
What's this?
Just a little Galentine's gift from JTV.
Do you mean jewelry television? I love their jewelry. They have the
new customers get $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
And their artisan collections? Gorgeous.
Are you going to open your gift?
Oh, yeah. It's the Pearl Bracelet.
New customers receive $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't tell me the reason that you're calling. It's to see if I'm all right since you've been gone. 'Cause I know you and I know why we're talking. You want me to say I'm barely hanging on. Well, maybe that was true for a night or two, but now I've got better things to do. I could wash my car in the rain, change my new guitar strings, mow the yard just the same as I did yesterday. I don't need to waste my time crying over you. I got better things to do.
My lady luck, hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country, hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can man up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Made up my mind, Lord, the perfect
limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Jordan Lamb. She is with the Welsh Group, and she works with a lot of the Wisconsin agriculture organizations, including the Wisconsin Soybean Association, on issues for agriculture in Madison. And Jordan was here at the Corn Soy Expo. Thank you to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Amplify Health from Gunderson, Mondovi Clinic, and Compeer Financial. Well, Jordan, we have brand new state legislature. They're all starting things off. But for agriculture, I'm betting it's not going to be too much different. There's never been a partisan divide in Wisconsin with the legislature. Well, when it's a $116 billion industry, and I don't think anyone wants to get too cranky with agriculture.
You're right. We normally do very well. I think that issues of food production, state food supply chain security, all of those issues tend to be important to both sides of the aisle. And we hope that continues for this session as well.
As we look at the next session, one of the things that at least Governor Evers had announced, the State Department of Transportation had announced, was some of these new agriculture road improvement programs. And I know when this program first came out, townships and that really weren't applying for it. And I was like, what's going on here? This is to help improve the roads. But that seems to have changed, and so the legislature is probably going to want to keep this in place?
I hope so. We're certainly urging them to fund that program again. So the Agricultural Road Improvement Program was created in the last biennial budget bill, in 23-25 biennial budget bill. The legislature and Governor Evers appropriated $150 million to help local towns, counties, municipalities increase their agricultural road quality. So from posted road status to non-posted road status, prioritizing those that have the highest agricultural economic impact. We received as a state over $500 million in grant applications for $150 million in funding, 299 applicants. It was fantastic. And the towns and the counties that put those applications together did an amazing job. They documented economic impact. They had photos and road studies and engineering studies. Clearly, the need is there. I hope that the legislature agrees and that they will continue to fund that program so that we can fund a few more of those projects.
And you know, okay, another $150 million, or would it be, I mean, geez, got $500 million in projects, they only had $150 million. Maybe, do you think they would be open to upping that program?
I guess we'll find out. We would be. I think $150 million is a fair place to start. That's where what we had in this biennium. Funding it again at that rate would be fair for this session as well, but I would not stop them if they wanted to provide additional funding to local roads.
I'm sure nobody would want to stop them with that. Talking with Jordan Lamb with the Welsh Group, another big thing that the legislature likes to do, or the state does, and that's the farm conservation programs. We have a couple of farm watershed programs in Pepin County, and they really do help, especially in Pepin County. I mean, we have that very light soil, and we can have potential soil erosion from wind and rain and all of that. Is that something that, again, the legislature's like, you know, this is, yeah, it might be a few dollars, but it's a pretty good program?
I do think so. So you're absolutely right. We started asking the legislature to let farmers lead conservation from the farm up 14 years ago. At that moment in time, it was untested. At this moment in time, it is proven. If we want to make really significant conservation changes, the best way to do that is to ask those who are farming there to innovate from the ground up. DATCAP's producer-led watershed grant program, DATCAP's nitrogen optimization grant program, both of those programs do exactly that. They were oversubscribed since their creation. So yes, once again, agriculture groups will be asking the legislature to prioritize that kind of funding. I think if you want to see real conservation change, you ask people to innovate themselves.
Talking with Jordan Lamb with the Welsh Group this morning, I had a chance to talk with Jordan at the Corn Soy Expo. Jordan, the day before we had Corn Soy Expo start, that would have been on Wednesday, Governor Evers did come out with some proposals for agriculture. Did you get a chance to see it? And is that for agriculture? Did you feel that what he was wanting to do fair?
Yes. So the governor released a preview of his biennial budget proposals for agriculture. He will deliver his budget bill to the legislature on February 18th. But yesterday, he announced funding for those conservation programs that I just mentioned, additional funding for food insecurity initiatives across Wisconsin, which the agriculture groups also support. Those food insecurity programs aren't just to help local communities. They also strengthen the state food supply chain. He had some funding for the farmer mental health program through DATCAP, which is greatly important, as we know, in the last couple of years. So yes, there were a number of things in the governor's preview of his budget bill that are aimed to support agriculture across Wisconsin.
So while he submits that, of course, Joint Finance Committee will go through that, but it seems to, this is where it gets to be a little bit cranky. Joint Finance says, yeah, that's great that you did that. Have a nice day, but we're ignoring all of that. Is there a concern on that they're just going to do whatever they want?
Well, so both sides have to ultimately work together to produce a budget bill. The legislature has to pass it, and then the governor has to sign it. So what we worked on last time was sort of bridging the gap. Yes, there will be issues where they disagree on. It is my job, and I'm hopeful that the agriculture programs aren't those issues. So conservation, state food supply chain, animal health investments, those kind of issues, in my opinion, should not be partisan and hopefully can be supported by both the Republican legislature and Governor Evers when the final budget is decided.
Talking with Jordan Lamb with the Welsh Group. Jordan, I'm going to talk about something that you might not be familiar with, at least, or it hasn't been talked about yet in the legislature. Late in 2024, we had the poultry pride issue where the chicken processor abandoned all of their farmers in three states, Wisconsin included. And Wisconsin didn't have anything in place law-wise to say we're going to take control of these birds. And so there are, you know, 100,000 or more birds in western Wisconsin that farmers were just selling for a dollar or giving away because there's no type, there's kind of a hole in the system. Do you know, is there anything in the legislature from any of the, your contacts are saying, hey, this is something we got to look at this session?
There's certainly interesting interest in looking at what led to that situation and whether or not there is a role for the state to play. It's a little bit complicated in the way that those were structured, also kind of unique. But yes, that issue is of great concern, and I know that there is interest in looking in it. Into it further. I'm not familiar with any sort of detailed proposal at this point, but it is on people's radar and we have discussed it.
Well, that is some good news. That is something definitely needs to be looked at. Jordan Lamb with the Welsh Group. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
A cold day today, but snow is on the way in our ag weather forecast. Arctic high pressure will continue to slowly drift over the area, providing those colder temperatures today as that high moves off to the east. A storm system will begin to move into the region along with warmer temperatures. The snow will begin Friday afternoon and into the evening. We could see anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of precipitation. Then things begin to cool down for next week. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 7 above, west winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, lows near 5 below. Tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, a 90% chance of snow. Heavy at times in the afternoon, accumulation of 3 inches, highs in the mid-20s. Friday nights, mostly cloudy with snow, an additional 1 to 2 inches possible, lows near 17. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s. Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 6. For Washington's birthday, mostly sunny, highs near 3. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 8. And for Wednesday, sunny, highs near 9.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Develop prime grazing land with the right mix of sunlight and trees. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The silvopasture method maximizes the potential of your property as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Animals graze in the woods and reap the benefits. Silvopasture is the practice of combining trees and grazing land. The method expands income and land management opportunities, especially for smaller acreages. Silvopastures also provide an attractive landscape with an aesthetically pleasing park-like setting. Greg Ruark is a former director of the USDA National Agroforestry Center. He says if you're letting acres of trees grow simply to tap into the pulpwood market, you may be limiting your land potential.
But if instead you go to silvo pasture, you're usually planting maybe 200 to 300 trees an acre, which allows a lot more light to the ground. So then you can do things underneath. You can put in a forage system and graze cattle or goats or sheep or, you know, horses. So if you're looking for income opportunities, you can actually get an annual income from grazing. You can also, depending on what you put under there, even encourage wildlife. For instance, quail, wild turkey.
In certain parts of the country, landowners may also receive incentives to establish a silvopasture to prevent wildfires and control pests. Creating a wooded pasture is more labor-intensive if you have to clear trees and open up the canopy to allow sunlight to reach the ground. Ruark offers a couple of other methods.
The quickest thing is to plant it into an existing pasture because you already have the forage system started. So you get the trees in there, you just got to get some herbicide on them in order to keep the competition from the grass off them when they're, you know, when they're real little in the first year or two, so they get a chance to get rooted and started, and then they're on their way pretty much. The other would be to plant them into a cropland, but then you have the added cost of paying for the grass seed or clover, whatever you want to put in there for a forage.
Learn more about developing a silvopasture system at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.